Parents, I want to show you 5 ways to teach your teens to avoid digital distractions with these devices that we give them and the social media that they're on. First of all, here's some statistics. First of all, 95% of US teens said that they had access to a smartphone in a recent Pew Research study. And 45% of these teens said that they're almost constantly on the internet, which you know, that should come to no surprise. However, here's some alarming teen crash stats that you need to know when it comes to a car. This is from NFTSD, National Foundation for Teen Safe Driving. The fatal crash rate, this is a term that they use, per mile driven for 16 to 19 year olds is nearly 3 times the rate for drivers over 20 years old. The risk is highest at ages 16 to 17, which is usually nationwide when students are most likely to get their driver's license. Now, here's some other safety facts. This is from our friends at AAA. They say that teen driver safety risk factors, inexperience and distraction, it takes about 5 years of experience for teens to reach the skill level of most drivers. In 6 out of 10 teen crashes involve driver distraction. Very important stat, but also, is your teen an AAA member? Now, this isn't a sponsored video. I actually pay AAA, but I want to tell you about something incredible that if your kids are not on this and they do have a car, a vehicle that you've maybe purchased for them, I pay for AAA Plus, but it's as little as $5 a month to make sure that somebody is there in the middle of the night to change their tire, to give them a tow, to give them a jump start, or do anything if you can't get to them, you're at work or something like that. I pay for the $85 version. I pay full price. My whole family's on it, and it gives you 4 service calls a year, up to 100-mile tows, which is amazing. You only get 7 miles here. Unbelievable peace of mind, but not only that, and here's why I tell you this. Not only will your student be more protected, you will be protecting everyone in the community because your student might ride with other families or other students and so on. And now they can protect all of their friends. Something to look into. So how can parents teach teens to avoid digital distractions in the car? Well, safe driving behavior starts with you, parents, and how you model it. Remember, your kids are watching you each time they get in your vehicle. So teach by example. Consider turning off alerts to avoid the urge to use your phone, and consider silencing your ringer when you're driving. Pull over when you need to make a call or send a message. Show that to your student, and that example will last a lifetime. Now, here's another nerdy tip from me. This is my favorite phone holder, and this is what it looks like on Amazon. In the upper left, you can see I've purchased 3 of these. I pay full price for this stuff. It was $14. This is what it looks like on the right-hand side, and it actually will attach. You stick it into your dash, and it magnets to your phone, and it makes it so safe. So if you do have to use a map, look how dirty my phone is. If you do have to use a map, your phone now is sitting by the dashboard, super easy to not get distracted and be able to navigate hands-free. It makes it much more legal in most states, okay? Teach your young drivers the consequences of distracted driving. Rather than authoritatively, I want to show you some other ideas. Consider showing your students public service announcements, PSAs, or YouTube videos that show real-life examples of deadly accidents, heartbreak, and what can happen when drivers are distracted by phones. And I know in a lot of my speeches that I give nationwide, educators call us all the time and say, Josh, we want you to speak. Sometimes I will scare parents a little bit and encourage them to scare their kids just a little. And I get so many parents, I'd say 90% of them, nodding their head going, yeah, a little bit of scaring the students into understanding what distractions can do is really good for the students so that they understand and they treat it in an important manner. Learn the specific laws regarding distracted driving in your state and teach your children to always obey the law. In addition, explain the dangers of distracted driving logically instead of being authoritative. This is from our friends at USAA. They said sending or receiving a text takes an average of 4.6 seconds. That's the equivalent of driving the entire length of a football field blind at 55 miles per hour. These are very easy things to explain and can get your kids thinking in a different way using things they already understand, like the length of a football field. Number 3, set strict ground rules. Parents should have a clear plan of when to take away the keys and restrict privileges. Remember, driving is a privilege, not a right, and so is your cell phone, and that's why you should consider having all drivers in the family and all cell phone users sign a cell phone agreement that outlines road rules and consequences. I can't harp on this enough. You've got to have a social media safety contract before you give your kids a phone. And if they already have one, set one up. I know you'll be the most hated mom on the block. I get it. But it's here. We're not here to make friends with our kids. We're here to parent and make sure they are safe. So make sure you consider that. Number four, be mindful when you send texts to your teen. Many conversations teens have through text or the rare phone call that you have, the voice call with a parent, happens between the parent and the student. Try not to text your teen when you know they're driving. Instead, let your teen know it's okay to wait to respond to you until they arrive at their destination. Or one of my favorite things is I tell people, hey, shoot me a text when you get home safe. Number five, consider using a car safety features and apps to limit distractions. And I love this one because there's something built into Androids and iPhones. Encourage drivers in your family to set phones to do not disturb mode when driving. And if you go into the settings on your kid's iPhone especially, there is a way to know when you're driving. It knows if it can sense a car's Bluetooth signal, and it will automatically put the phone on silent and auto respond. And I'm sure you've seen this, auto respond with a text message that says, I am in distracted driving mode. I will respond to your text when I am safely at my destination. It's pretty amazing. And it also sets a precedent for your students' friends. So they see that and they go, well, that's kind of cool. All right. Use apps like Auto Coach, Lifesaver, Drive Safe app that teaches teens safety tips, helps parents monitor their driving, and helps to reduce risky driving behaviors. If you use any of these apps and you love them, shoot us an email, a message. I'll review them. We'll see which ones you like and we'll have you on the podcast. Some newer vehicles have technology that prevents the driver's phone from sending or receiving calls, just like I described. Messages or data until the engine shuts down. And that's that distracted driving mode, which we love so much. Parents, if you want to learn all of the ins and outs of your students' phones and a bunch of stuff, consider joining my next parent webinar. I will teach you so much. All the effort we put into this protects parents all over the world. 5 practical ways to keep students safe online and 25 apps you have to know about before your kids get on them because they're very popular. Educators, I've got an amazing webinar for you. 7 digital citizenship dangers to know in 2020 and how to promote safety on campus and online. I promise you, you're going to love this. I have a new anti-bullying piece of technology that you must see, educators. It keeps your whole school and district safe. Hit us up in the chat box or below, or go to smartsocial.com and use the contact us button to learn more about it. Guys, please rate, subscribe, and review to help us reach more parents just like you. And also, if you loved this video, if you liked it, please consider making a tax-deductible donation to our foundation at smartsocial.com/donate to keep students safe on social media so they can shine online. That's our mission, and we want to keep making these awesome free videos. Guys, thanks so much for watching. Hit that like button. Make sure that you rate, subscribe, and review so that I can reach more parents just like you. I'm Josh Oakes. I'll see you all very soon. As always, keep it light, bright, and polite because your kids are watching. We'll see you on the next episode. Have a great day.